You're listening to day 7 of the Working with the Ancestors retreat. Welcome to the 12th House Retreats. I'm so glad you made some time for yourself today. So why don't you get comfortable? We're going to ease into a guided visualization right after this quick fireside chat. Welcome to the last episode of the Working with the Ancestors retreat. Congratulations for making it this far. I know sometimes it's hard to stick with something, especially if you are doing each episode once a week or maybe a little bit more slowly. It takes a dedicated effort and drive to be able to come back and keep working at it. So congratulations for making it to the very end. We have a really interesting episode ahead of us today. But first, I just wanted to recap a little bit the goal of the whole retreat. So the idea of doing the Working with the Ancestors retreat was really to try and develop your clairsenses. So trying to develop your clairaudience, clairsentience, claircognizance, and clairvoyance with the goal of being able to try and tap into those senses to connect with your higher self, to connect with your inner knowing, to connect with all of the information that's available to you to help you make decisions in your day-to-day life. So to help you work out and excel in your life's purpose. Every week we did work with the ancestors to help us go and practice tapping into our clairsenses, and hopefully throughout the weeks, you were able to get some confirmation in your day-to-day life that your clairsenses, that the messages that you were getting during these journeys were valid, that they were true, that they were real. And what that did, hopefully, is give you more confidence that your clairsenses are working. They're waking up, they're getting stronger, and you can rely on them to make decisions. Now, quick caveat, remember the house rules. The house rules are always about staying curious. So if in your journeys, you saw a particular symbol, the idea is don't jump right away to a conclusion that it means a certain thing. Do take a minute to ask yourself, is that really what that symbol is trying to tell me? Or is there something more? And so staying curious and asking questions is really critical to being able to make sure that you are interpreting everything correctly. So a good example or comparison is when you're using your actual real eyes, and you might be looking at a lake in front of you, and it's a particularly bright day, and the sun is coming in and it's bouncing off the water and it's making different shadows, lights, reflections, and you think that you see something on the top of the water. You kind of squint, don't you? You kind of squint to try and make out what you're looking at. You're trying to figure out what it is that you're seeing. So if you're seeing a shape that looks like the Loch Ness Monster, you're applying some reasoning there, thinking, well, maybe that's real, maybe that's not real. It's probably not the right body of water for the Loch Ness, first of all. And, who knows if it is real or not. So you're still applying your reasoning skills to be able to discern what it is that you're seeing. So you're staying curious, right? You're continuing to look at this mix of shadows that you're seeing on the lake to try and figure out what is it that you are actually seeing. So that's staying curious. And then again, the discerning, which is the other house rule, right? You're staying curious. You're trying to figure it out. You're working it out in your mind, using your reasoning skills and your vision. Maybe you're also using your hearing. So maybe you're kind of checking to see, well, am I hearing splashing? Is that thing on top of the water, is it moving? So you're bringing in your other senses and you're discerning. You're really kind of using your critical thinking skills to discern what it is that you're seeing. So that's the other house rule. So staying curious and discerning are critical pieces when you're working with your clairsenses. And then, of course, the last one is always to have a bit of a sense of humor around it. So if you think you're seeing the Loch Ness, you might be seeing the Loch Ness, but you might also get a chuckle out of the fact that, you know, the lights are playing tricks on you and maybe it's not the Loch Ness. So looking at things with a bit of a sense of humor, obviously there is a time and place for some seriousness, but having a sense of humor certainly helps us through our day to day. So that was the goal of the retreat, was really to try and empower you to try and develop your clairsenses. So I hope over the last 6 weeks, you were able to do that. So day six was about receiving Reiki. And you might recall sitting by the tree and just kind of quietly receiving the Reiki if you chose to receive it. And the idea there was to try and just give you one last boost of clearing out any stagnant energy that might be living in any of your clairsenses. So you may have experienced maybe some tingling in your third eye, maybe some popping in your ears. You may have experienced all sorts of different visualizations, tingling in your body maybe. Everybody experiences it differently, but the intention and the goal was really to just get rid of any of the stagnant energies that might be blocking you from using all of your clairsenses. So that doesn't mean that you can now see clearly, hear clearly, you know, feel everything clearly. There's still obviously work to do to develop, but it was like a little extra boost for you. And that was important to go through because today we are going to use all of our clairsenses to go ahead and provide some healing back to our ancestors. So you'll recall that in the first 4 weeks, when you met each of your bloodlines, you received a gift that was sort of a superpower or a talent that the ancestors were giving to you through the bloodline. And then you also had an ancestor come forward with a symbol or a representation. It was in the form of another gift. So it was something that they were asking you to heal for them. And that's what we're going to do today. So the benefit of healing the ancestors or giving healing back to the ancestors is that it allows whatever you're healing to stop being perpetuated through the generations. So as you're healing the ancestors on that particular issue, if that issue is a theme in your life, you're also healing yourself because you're getting rid of that ancestral karma or ancestral tie to that particular thing. So as you're healing them, you're healing yourself. And you're also making sure that that particular thing isn't then also handed down to the next generations. So you're stopping, you're healing, you're transforming that energy into a positive versus maybe something that might be holding people back. So let's get started. I invite you to start getting yourself into a comfortable sitting or lying down position, whatever works best for you. So once you've found your comfortable position, I would invite you to close your eyes or soften your gaze, whatever works for you. And I would invite you to just take 3 deep, slow breaths. Big inhale, slow exhale. And just with every breath, relaxing your body a little bit. All right, last one, deep breath in. Long, slow exhale. Now I want you to take your hands, rub them together like you want to start a fire with a stick, you know, when you're trying to start a fire. I've never actually started a fire that way. I don't know if it really works, but just put your hands together and rub, 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 rub real fast, real fast. Keep rubbing until I tell you to stop. Keep going. Almost there. All right. I want you to stop, and I just want you to pull your hands apart just a little bit so they're no longer touching. And I want you to feel the tingling in your hands. And then I invite you to just move your hands apart a little bit more. And then bring them together a little bit more. So they're not touching. But it's almost like you're making your hands kind of work as an elastic band. You're pulling them apart and then bringing them closer. And I want you to notice what's happening to the space between your hands. Are you feeling a bit of tension when you're trying to push your hands together? Are you feeling a bit of an energy happening in between your hands? Continue moving your hands away from each other and then bringing them closer. And just pay attention to what you're feeling there. For me, I'm feeling like there's an energy ball in between my two hands. And if any of you have done any energy healing, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. But if you're new to it, it might be a new sensation for you. So just really focus in on what that feeling is. It's possible when you bring your hands really close, you start to get a little sparks, little tingles, like almost like little electric shocks. So we're just activating your palm chakras now, getting that energy flowing. So when you're done playing with your little ball of energy, as I like to call it, I would invite you to just place your hands down on your legs, palms down. Basically, you're just sending that electricity, that energy back into your body. Take a minute to feel how that is. Playing itself out in your legs, up your torso, down to your feet, sending that energy throughout your body. All right, so I invite you now to take another deep breath in and exhale any tensions you might be feeling in your torso. Relax your shoulders, relax your arms, relax your hands. I invite you to bring your attention down to your feet and imagine roots growing out from under your feet, growing down into the earth, spreading out wide. And once the roots reach the center of the earth, imagine them wrapping themselves around the core, keeping you well grounded and well connected to the healing energies of the earth. I want you to imagine that the core of the earth is a beautiful green ball of light. I want you to imagine your roots drinking up that beautiful green healing energy. With every breath in you take, you're pulling that healing energy up your roots all the way to your feet. And continue breathing in and out. And with every breath in, pull those roots and that light up your legs, into your hips, bringing it up to your belly button. Continue imagining those roots actually making their way up your body. So they're not staying at your feet this time. You're pulling them all the way up with that green light. Past your belly button, into your heart center. Down your arms, into your hands. Up your throat. And all the way up to your crown. Take a deep breath in. And exhale. Now I want you to imagine those roots that you've brought all the way up your body to your crown are connecting to a beautiful lotus flower that's sitting just a little bit above your crown, floating as though floating in the air. Its petals are looking up towards the sky, towards the vast universe. Now I want you to imagine that out from the center of that beautiful lotus flower, there's a beam of light that's stretching all the way up to your higher self, going as high as you want, and seeing that connection between your lotus flower and your higher self. Remember to keep breathing. Deep breath in and exhale. And I want you to join your attention to your higher self. Take a deep breath in and exhale. And on your next inhale, I just want you to imagine making your way back down that beam of light, slowly moving with ease and grace and a flow back towards your lotus flower. And then back down the roots, coming out from under the lotus flower, going into your crown, flowing through your body, all the way back down to your feet, and all the way down your root, back down to the core, to the center of the earth, connecting you fully to the healing energies of the earth and to the infinite wisdom of your higher self. Now I invite you to bring your focus and attention back to your heart center. Take a deep breath in and exhale. Another deep breath in and exhale. Deep breath in and exhale. Now I invite you to imagine your favorite room. It could be the same room that you always go to, or it could be different today. Allow the images to come to you. And once you're there in your favorite room, I invite you to take a minute to look around and notice what's around you. What's on the walls? Are there windows? What's on the floor? What's the decoration? And as you're looking around, I invite you to notice the table where you've been keeping those gifts from your ancestors. I want you to notice that on the table there are the four gifts, along with a basket. And I invite you now to go towards the table and place each gift into the basket. And when you're ready, I invite you to turn your attention to a wall in front of you. It has a door that leads out into the forest. I invite you to walk towards the door, step through, and find yourself on the same forest path that you've been on before, with the tall trees on either side of you, lining the path, providing you with protection, support, unconditional love. I invite you now to start walking along that path, making your way to the open field, the same field that you've been in before, the same field that leads you on the paths to your four bloodlines. When you get to the field, I invite you to walk to the center. Just take a minute to experience what's around you. Notice if it's day or night. Notice how the air feels on your skin. Is there a breeze? Notice how your feet feel on the ground. Are you barefoot, with your toes feeling the grass beneath you? Are you wearing shoes? Are you feeling firmly planted? Standing strong. Take a minute to notice any sounds that may be coming from the forest, from the skies. For our journey today, we'll be staying in this spot. Now I would invite you to reach into your basket and take out the gift or the symbol that you received from your mother's father's bloodline. Don't worry too much if you can't remember what it was. Just know that as you're reaching into the basket, the right gift, the right symbol is coming out. And I invite you to place it in front of you. This is north. Next, I would invite you to reach into your basket and take out the next gift, the next symbol, given to you now by your mother's bloodline. Again, you don't have to decide which one. Just know that as your hand is reaching into the basket, the right gift is coming out. And I would invite you to place it to your left. This is the direction of west. And now I invite you to reach in again to the basket. And notice how the gift given to you by your father's bloodline is making its way to your hand. And when you have it, I invite you to place it down beside you to your right in the direction of east. And the final gift or symbol in your basket is the one that was given to you by your father's mother's bloodline. And I invite you now to place it behind you in the direction of south. And you can put your basket down. This is where we'll be staying for our journey. And so I want you to imagine getting comfortable in this place, within the circle of your gifts or symbols. Perhaps you want to sit on a blanket. Perhaps there's a throne in the middle waiting for you to sit. Or perhaps you would prefer to stand. Whatever you choose is the right thing for you. I invite you now to bring your attention to your heart center. I want you to notice that around your neck is a beautiful amulet. Beautiful necklace. The necklace contains all of the gifts, the superpowers, the talents that your bloodlines have given to you over these past weeks. They are with you now and have all been incorporated into this beautiful, powerful necklace. Take a moment to feel the power, the energy coming from the necklace, connecting to your heart center. Notice what's happening to your body. Notice your feelings, sensations. I want you to imagine that power stays in your heart center. The beam going up through your throat, crown, and connecting to your higher self. And another beam going down through your body, through your legs, and connecting to the center of the earth. Feel the connection between your higher self and the healing energies of the earth. Coming together in your heart center and mixing with all of your superpowers, all of your talents. Creating a perfect recipe for you to be able to heal those things in your ancestral lines that you are being asked to heal. I want you to imagine all that energy that is now in your heart center is radiating down your arms into your hands. Feel the energy. See it. Know that it is there. Now I invite you to go and pick up the gift that's to your north, the one that's in front of you. Take a minute if you can remember the symbol or the gift. You can acknowledge it, but know that perhaps it's changing into a different symbol, a different gift. And so accept that what is in your hands is what you are meant to heal today for this bloodline. Now just imagine all of that energy, that healing energy that's coming from your heart center, going down your arms and into your hands. It's now being shared with this gift or symbol in your hands. And it's healing, transforming that energy. Notice what's happening. Take a minute to check in with your clair senses. What are you seeing? What are you feeling? What are you hearing? Checking in with your clair cognizance. And as you continue sending that healing energy to this symbol in your hands, I invite you to look up in front of you to where the trees start, to where the field stops, and the trees to the forest start. And notice that there's an ancestor right at the foot of the tree line. This is the ancestor that gave you this gift. The ancestor that may have been weaker than the other ancestors. The one that was asking you to help heal this bloodline. Notice that already they're starting to look brighter, stronger, more visible than before. Notice how they're starting to walk towards you. They're happy, excited, energized. They're connecting with the healing that you're providing to this symbol. With every step, they become stronger, brighter, more present to you. And as they arrive in front of you, I invite you to let them put their hands in your hands so that you're both holding the symbol. And continue sending this healing energy through your hands into this symbol or gift. And when you feel ready, I invite you to hand over the symbol to your ancestor, knowing that the healing is continuing. Maybe the symbol is glowing a little bit. Maybe there's something distinct happening that lets you know that that healing energy is continuing within that symbol and within that ancestor as they turn around and walk back towards the forest. Take a minute to watch them go and notice that they continue to appear stronger, brighter, lighter, happier. And as they find their way back into the forest, I invite you to continue watching the scene in front of you. You may no longer be able to see the ancestor, but know that they are walking back to find the other ancestors in the forest, going back over that little bridge into the trees, and finding the other ancestors and sharing this healing with all of them. Now I invite you to bring your attention to the treetops, staying in this direction, looking north, and notice that there's an orb, a glow of light, growing over the treetops. Beautiful orb of light. Notice what color it is. And notice that it seems to be growing bigger and bigger. And suddenly, gently, with ease and grace, the bubble of light pops, and in its place is a beautiful rainbow, watching over these ancestors and letting you know that you have done the healing for them. Now I invite you to go through the same process, turning your attention to your left, picking up the symbol or the gift that represents the healing that your mother's bloodline was asking you for. Once again, bring your attention to your heart center, and feel all of that power, all of that healing energy radiating through your whole body, concentrated at your heart center, and allow it to move its way down your arms, into your hands. Just allow it to flow out of your hands into that gift or symbol. Feel the healing energy flowing and transforming the energy that needed healing. And as you continue letting that energy flow, notice your mother's ancestor coming forward. Again, they seem stronger, brighter, happier than they were the last time you saw them. Already the healing is working. Notice how they're walking towards you, moving more quickly than they did before. And as they reach you, I invite you to allow them to place their hands in yours, both over this gift or symbol. Just allow the healing energy to radiate through your hands, through their hands, into this gift or symbol. Take note of any images that might be coming to mind while you're doing this. Any sounds. Or anything coming to mind that you feel might be messages from your ancestor. And when you feel ready, you can give the gift or symbol to your ancestor and allow them to return to the forest. Notice that they seem stronger now, even than before, brighter, lighter, happier. And as they enter the forest, you no longer are able to see them, but know that they are walking back across the beach, back into the water, back to those beautiful stone structures where all of the other ancestors are. Know that this ancestor is sharing this healing with all of them. I invite you to bring your attention again to the treetops. And this time you can see the glow, the orb of light radiating from the treetops, coming from your ancestors, growing bigger and bigger, filled with happiness, joy, strength, groundedness. And as you're watching it grow, all of a sudden, with ease and grace and gentleness, the orb pops. And in its place, you can see a beautiful rainbow spanning from one side of the forest to the other. A recognition and acknowledgement that your healing has worked. And your ancestors are thanking you. Take a deep breath in and exhale. Bring your attention now to your right, turning to face the direction of east. And I invite you now to pick up a gift or symbol that your father's bloodline had left you. Again, bring your attention back to your heart center, feeling that power radiating, drawing up all of the healing energy from the earth and all of the infinite wisdom from your higher self, bringing it down all into your heart center, connecting with all of your talents, your superpowers given to you by your ancestors. Feeling all of that healing energy radiate down through your arms, into your hands. And just flowing into the gift or symbol that you're holding. You might want to take a minute to notice what that gift or symbol is. It may have changed or evolved over these weeks. Whatever it is right now that's in your hand is the right symbol or gift for this moment, for this healing. Feel, see, hear that energy flowing through your hands, transforming the energy, this gift or symbol. And notice your ancestor coming out from the tree line, starting to walk towards you. Again, they seem stronger than when you last saw them. Acknowledging that the healing that you've already performed is working. Continue to feel that flow going from your hands to the symbol as you watch your ancestor walk closer and closer to you, with every step getting stronger, brighter, wiser. And once they reach you, invite them to place their hands on the gift, allowing the connection between you, gift, healing, and them. Again, taking the time to acknowledge and accept any images that might be coming to you, any sounds, words, any feelings, as these might be messages from your ancestor. And when you're ready, you can give the gift or symbol back to the ancestor. And as you watch them turn around and walk back to the tree line, know that the healing is continuing and that they are getting continuously stronger, brighter, happier, wiser. And as they disappear into the forest, know that they're making their way to the meadow, where the other ancestors are. The feathers are floating in the air, dancing around. Know that this ancestor is sharing the symbol and the gift with all of them, providing the healing throughout the bloodline. And notice now that that light is growing above the tree line, creating the bubble, the orb. Take a minute to notice what color the light is as it grows bigger and bigger. And with ease and grace, notice the bubble popping and transforming into a beautiful rainbow, letting you know that the healing has worked and your ancestors are grateful and thankful. Take a deep breath in and out, and turn your attention now to the south, to the gift that you had placed behind you. And I invite you to pick up the gift, the one that was given to you by your father's mother's bloodline. And again, feel that connection to your heart center. Feel the power of all of that healing energy, and allow it to radiate down your arms and into your hands, and letting it flow into the gift. Again, paying attention to what the symbol is, what it might represent, and just being okay with the fact that it may be different than when you first received it. And just letting that healing energy flow through your hands into the gift, into the symbol, allowing that transformation. Watch your hands. Watch the symbol transform. What do you see? What are you feeling? What are you hearing? I invite you to move your attention now to the tree line and notice your ancestor standing there. And now walking towards you. They also seem stronger than the last time you saw them. Brighter, happier, more energetic. And as they get to you, you can invite them to place their hands on the gift. Or in your hands, just connecting you, the healing energy, symbol, and your ancestor, one to the other. A moment to observe any thoughts, feelings, visions that you might be getting. Notice the ancestor getting stronger, stronger. Feel the energy growing inside them. When you feel ready, you can give them the gift or symbol, allowing them to take it back into the forest, to the other ancestors. Watch them as they walk away and notice how they are appearing brighter, faster, happier, more whole. And again, as they disappear into the tree line, know that they are walking along the path towards the bonfire, towards the other ancestors. Know that once they get there, they're sharing this gift, this healing, with all of the ancestors in this bloodline. This confirmation, you can start to see the glow along the treetops, the orb of light growing bigger and bigger. Take a minute to notice the color of the light. Notice how the orb is growing and growing. And then with perfect ease and grace, notice how the orb pops. And is replaced by a beautiful rainbow. Again, this is a sign that your healing has worked and your ancestors are happy. grateful, and are thanking you for the healing today. Now I invite you to bring your attention back to your heart center. Take a deep breath in and exhale. I want you to imagine the beam of light that was connecting your heart center to your higher self is getting smaller and smaller and coming back down, back into your heart center. And the beam of light that was extending down into the center of the earth is also now retracting and getting smaller and smaller and coming back into your heart center. Take a deep breath in and exhale. Take a moment now to just experience your environment one last time before we leave. Checking in with how you're feeling, what you're seeing, what you might be hearing. And when you're ready, make your way across the field, going back to the path that leads to your favorite room. When you get to the door, before entering it, I invite you to just pause. Take a last look around the forest. Take a deep breath in and out. And when you feel ready, you can open the door and walk into your favorite room. I invite you to notice the chair or couch that's in your room and invite you to go and sit and get comfortable as we slowly bring ourselves back in to full consciousness. Take a deep breath in and exhale, bringing attention and focus to your toes and wiggling them around. Bring attention to your knees, the legs. Move them around if you can. Bring attention to your back and wiggle it around. Bring attention to your neck. Move it around your head. Just move it from side to side and up and down. Bring attention to your shoulders, your arms, and your hands. Maybe wiggle your fingers around a little bit. Bring your hands into prayer position. To your heart center. And if you feel ready, you can clap 3 times. Open your eyes. And just take a minute to look around the room. Get yourself back into your full consciousness. into your present body. Notice what furniture is around. That always helps. Keep moving your body. If you have water nearby, I invite you to take a sip. And don't forget to just keep breathing in and out. And slowly coming back into full consciousness. Okay. Now, if you have a paper and pen nearby and want to start taking notes or jotting down what you might have seen or heard, we are going to ease into our questions, a little bit of introspection. And as always, you can pause the podcast as you go if you want to do the thinking right away, or you can always listen to the questions and then throughout the week or weeks to come, you can keep thinking about it and do your introspection that way. So of course, the first question, as I've said already, is what did you see? What did you hear? What did you experience? So thinking back, what do you remember of that journey? What stood out for you? I don't know if I've spoken about colors in the past, but colors do have meaning. And so when I was asking you to notice what the color of the orb along the treetops was, if there was a color that came to you, even white or black, whatever color you were seeing, it can have a meaning. So what you can do is note down that color, and then you can just do a search on the internet for the meaning of colors. There's a lot out there that you can find. And again, use your discernment. So if you've fallen on a website that you feel is a bit sketchy, maybe don't take your information from that website. Or what I like to do is I like to go to a couple of different places. So at least you're seeing if the information is matching one place to another. And also checking in with your own instincts and your own gut to see if that sits. You know, if they're telling you that this particular color has this particular meaning, do you agree with that? Does your gut agree with that? So remember to use your discernment. So once you've jotted down all of your messages that you may have received, all the feelings, all the visuals that you got, anything you might have heard, the next thing I want you to think about is going back to all of the things that you have learnt about yourself and about your ancestors throughout this series. Take all of that information and take some time to think about what you can do with that. Why did all of this information come to you? And what could it mean? How can you use all of this information now to increase your quality of life, to help you with any big decisions that you might be needing to make right now? Or any small decisions. So just think about everything that you've learned about yourself and your ancestors, and take some time to think about what that could mean now. How can you use that to help yourself? And those are all of our questions for today. I want to thank you for joining me on this 7-week journey. I hope you have had an opportunity to improve all your clairsenses. I hope you have enjoyed communicating and connecting with your ancestors. And I hope that you look forward to joining me for the next series. As a reminder, next week is break week, and that just allows you to take an extra week to incorporate everything that you've done, learned, practiced over the last 7 weeks. It also allows you to take a break, maybe go out and do some physical activity. You know, I'm a big fan of yoga and dancing to your favorite music. And maybe it also gives you an opportunity to take some time to find the people in your life that make you laugh and spend some time with them. Wish you well, and we'll see you in the next series.
Looking to extend your retreat experience? Join us on Facebook and Instagram at The 12th House Retreats.